something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message. The pursuit of purpose.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I am a custodian of divine knowledge. I am a custodian of kingdom information. It is my responsibility to make the word known. Amen. Praise God. So we got to teach the word. We got to see, he sent us to the whole world to make pupils of the nations, to teach them everywhere. You're going to be teaching them the word of God in the shops, in the marketplace. You're going to be teaching the word of God in the bus, at the road junction, traffic junction, everywhere. You're going to be teaching the word of God. Everywhere. You carry divine information. They can't understand these things from the educational institutions in the world. But the Holy Spirit gives the knowledge to you. They can't find God in the laboratory. But you have him in your spirit. He's in your spirit. Is that right? Praise the Lord. Now look at another responsibility. See, we are leaders. See, a leader takes responsibility and acts. And then helps other people to learn responsibility and to learn action. That's a leader. A leader stands up, takes responsibility, and acts. And then helps others to learn responsibility. Learn to take action. Say, I'm a leader. I take responsibility. And I act. 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 I act. I act. You know, I always say that different kinds of people, this particular illustration I like to give. You're coming into church, there's some water on the floor, and I say there are different reactions. You want to enter the church, and here's this little pool of water here, and you have the fellow who holds his Bible and goes around the water and enters the church. Then there's another one, he doesn't go around, he just scales a vine and enters the church. None of them said anything. Then you have the other one who comes and says, what's all this? What's all this? Isn't there somebody to clean it? What is all this? He complains, but he doesn't do anything. Goes into the church. Then you have the one who comes in and says, ah. He's looking for a rag. He's looking for a rag. He gets something quickly and cleans the water out. And returns that stuff and goes into church. Which one do you want to be like? Responsibility. A leader takes responsibility. He doesn't say, who is responsible? He believes he's responsible. Because this is the house of God. You choose what you're going to be like, what quality of leader you will be. We have those they call social critics, always on TV. You see, the problem with the government is they're called social critics, always very poor. And that's one thing I found out about them. They're usually poor. You see, the problem, they never do anything. They're always happy to be on TV. Once again, see, I'm happy to be here, happy to be here again. Happy to be here again. It's a pleasure to be on your program. Then they're being asked all these questions. They never provide, they always complain. You see, the problem. They don't do anything. And they introduce as Chief So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, Dr. So-and-so, social critic, and he's very happy. It's my pleasure. Critics have never changed anything. They've never made a difference. Just talk. And talk is cheap. Learn responsibility. How are you going to change the situation? What is your own role going to be? All right, you provided thoughts. You provided some answers, solutions. You've made proposals. In all this proposal, which one will you do? Where will you start from? Don't get too quiet now. It's just a normal thing. People do. They don't think of how to provide solution. They don't make a change. You're supposed to be an agent of change. Did you hear that? Say, I'm an agent of change. I'm an agent of change. I'm an agent of change. I bring answers. I bring solutions. I'm different. Hey, say, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah. So you may be an observer, but an observer with a difference. I make observation with answers. Answers. I change things. Hallelujah. You still there? All right. So, I'm a leader. Yeah. You know, that's what Jesus said when he said, ye are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So, I'm set on a hill. I'm a city set on a hill. Say it again. I'm a city set on a hill. I'm the light of the world. I'm the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Jesus said that I am the light of the world. Therefore, I declare that I am the light of the world. And my light will shine brightly. Amen. Yes, it will. Praise God. Now, here's another thing. The priest is a worshiper. And he's a peculiar kind of worshiper. And I just want to pick something here in the book of Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. You found Hebrews chapter 13? Can you read for me verse 15? It goes by him, therefore. Have you seen it? All right, read. One to go. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God once a week. No, continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. This is marvelous. He says, by him, therefore, by him, by Jesus Christ, therefore, let us offer to God the sacrifice of praise continually. Then he explains what this is, what he means by the sacrifice of praise being offered to God continually. He says, that is the fruit of our lips. What is the fruit of our lips? Words. He says, giving thanks to his name. Now, the construction, giving thanks, in the Greek, is a word. Homologio is a verb. It is the same verb that's translated in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, and also in verse 10. Where it says, to make confession. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, believing in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made. Confession is made. Confession is made is rendered from the Greek homologio, which is the verb of homologia. Homologia is a noun. All right? It means to make, to say the same thing in consent. To say the same thing in agreement. So it says the fruit of our lips, saying the same thing that he has said in agreement with him to his name. What does that mean? The kind of sacrifice that the priests in the New Testament offers, and that's you. The kind of sacrifice you offer is not just like, you know, in the Old Testament, holy thou, holy. It's not the way it sounds. Because anybody can do something that sounds, you know, that people who sing, and in their singing, they always cry. And if you're listening to them, you start crying yourself without knowing the meaning of their song. You just go, And you know what? You're going to shake your head like this, You don't even know what they're singing. The fruit of our lips, making confessions to his name. What are we declaring? Everything the word of God, see, it's making confession. We're speaking the same thing in concept. We're saying what the word says about him, about his name, the power of his name, the glory of his name, the authority of his name. Making confessions to his name.
Do you know about the incredible features of the Seatunes app? It's not just a music platform, but a tool for spiritual growth and empowerment. First, Seatunes offers a vast library of gospel music from around the world. You'll always find songs that uplift and inspire. Seatunes also provide powerful audio messages. Access teachings from Pastor Chris Ayakalolendi at CDD and other ministers of the gospel for guidance, encouragement, and enlightenment. One of Seatunes' groundbreaking features is its interactive capability. Connect with other Christians in real time, share testimonies, and participate in discussions. Seatunes is a community for building relationships and supporting each other on our spiritual journeys, changing lives worldwide. Visit www.seatunes.org. Download the Seatunes app today from the Lovell App Store, Google Play Store, and the Apple Store to unlock a world of inspiration. Seatunes, where every feature brings you closer to God and each other.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy. Siluco 1, number 18, Siluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays. Sundays 8 a.m., Wednesdays 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 070-606-03228, 080-982-62823, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message. The pursuit of purpose.
Hallelujah. So I give praise to the Father, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, for giving the name Jesus to us in this world, to rule over demons and circumstances. For his name has power. His name has the authority. His name is the key to every door. His name is the authority of heaven, functioning in the earth. And by his name, I make progress. And by his name, I have the victory. And by his name, I gain the mastery. And by his name, I live in health and in prosperity. And by his name, I rule in this world. Come on, shout hallelujah, glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Making confessions to his name. I walk in the light in the name of Jesus. I walk in prosperity in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Making confessions to his name. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Amen. Praise God. All right, all right, all right. Let's go to the next thing. You know, worship is a peculiar thing of power in the kingdom of God. All right? He says, making confessions to his name, the fruit of our lips, making confession to his name. Now, for example, you are a cell leader. And you got some of your members sometimes, you know, not acting right. Very stubborn members. How many of you have some very stubborn members sometimes? Don't quarrel with the stubborn member. No. You just take up his name. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you because you have declared that all souls belong to you. And you have given Jesus the authority over all the souls in the world. Everyone belongs to Jesus. He bought the whole field. And therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against that demon spirit that's been manipulating brother so-and-so. You put his name there. Sister so-and-so, you put her name there. You say, you devil of darkness that's been manipulating her, I command you to stop your operations and your maneuvers over her mind and disease now from making her rebellious from this moment in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. I thank you. He's released from that evil spirit. She's released from that evil spirit. And will serve God in the name of Jesus. Now, quickly, very quickly, think of somebody who you want to operate this with now. Let's do it now. Are you ready? Very quickly, if you have to write the names down, do that very quickly. Let's do it now. We had a moment of faith, and I tell you, we can get miracles happening right now. Write the names down right now. All the ones you can quickly remember. You can do some more when you get back home. But let's do some right now. Glory to God. We have the power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And you know, when we rebuke satanic spirits and tear them off the minds of men, they are at liberty to serve God. Let me tell you something. Nobody in his right mind would look at hell and say, I'm going in there. Because they don't know. That's why. Something has to be blinding them. Something has to be deceiving them and causing them to misunderstand the things of God and even to misread our motives. Hey, have you written something down? You got somebody's name up there? We ready? All right. I just taught you how to say the prayer. You're going to pray and thank the Father and declare that the name of Jesus is the biggest name in the earth. Amen? And then you say that this particular person belongs to God because Jesus bought the whole field, and the field is the world. So he paid for everybody. All right? And then you say, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you call that devil of darkness that's been deceiving this person or are manipulating the mind of that individual to desist from his maneuvers over him or her from this moment. And you know what? That devil will leave. We're ready? I'm going to be waiting for your testimonies, I tell you. Glory to God. Because I can assure you that in a matter of, first of all, some will have the miracle happening right away. And for some, in the next few days, you'll find that that person has changed course. Are we ready? Go ahead and pray now. Say those words. Oh, glory to God. Binda bagosata kamandelebosa. Thank you, Lord. It's done, right? It's done, right? That's it. That's it. That's it. Sit down for a moment. Glory to God. Now, here's another thought. As a priest, you are a bearer of the presence. All right? You're a bearer of the presence. Maybe I'll talk about that on another occasion. Praise God. The priest as an intercessor. Can you go quickly to 1 Samuel chapter number 12 in verse 23? Have you seen it? 1 Samuel chapter 12 in verse 23. I want you to read it. One, two, go. Did you see that? This was spoken by the prophet Samuel. He said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I'll teach you the good and the right way. This is your responsibility. Did you know that in ceasing to pray for your members, you're sinning against the Lord? Samuel was smart enough to know that. He said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Say this. I will not sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for those that the Lord has given to me. But I will teach them the good and the right way. Yeah. That's what Samuel said. Because he wanted to fulfill the purpose of God for his life. He said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. So while teaching the good and the right way, he knew it was his responsibility to intercede for them. The priest is an intercessor. He has to pray for others. You have to pray for them continually. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Right there where you're sitting, I want you to just speak in other tongues. God's going to use you mightily. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. Hallelujah. Labagasotelebandegesete. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yo, soba kata la mandege seti. Liba go seti liba kasa la mandi. Sobra kasha la ba. Lindoro bo sanda la bagara badidi. Sovra mandele gede bosa prata la kadila.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Siluco 1, number 18, Siluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesday 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you will like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 070-606-0322-28-080. 982-62823, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.